Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
You look great.
Well, thank you. You look pretty savvy yourself.
Savvy.
Isn't that French for savvy?
Yeah. Savvy.
Savon. You know what that is?
Savon?
Yeah. Savon. No, soap.
Oh, jeez.
Just like Huel.
Huel?
Yeah.
That's oil.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that one.
Maison.
House.
Oh. Oh, I'm thinking of maize. Corn. I got a maize on my toe.
You got a corn on your toe?
No. I wish.
Why?
I'd have dinner.
Right. Well, that's usually how you get corn on your toe. It drops off the table and falls on your foot.
Can't you just call them corn toes?
That's right. A Halloween candy, isn't it?
What?
Corn. Oh, that's candy corn.
All right. Where are we going with this?
Nowhere. We're not going anywhere. We're going to the end of the show.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
We're like the Seinfeld of morning radio. The show about nothing, but we say it's about something.
Yeah, we always have a topic in mind.
In mind,
and,
yes.
And today is...
Doesn't necessarily always come out of our mouths, but yeah. We have a topic in mind.
Oh, I got it. I've got it all upstairs here.
Upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
But this...
Why do they refer that to as upstairs? Just because it's up there?
In your brain?
Upstairs is referred to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
The man upstairs. That's we should have done a show on upstairs.
We can next week. I'm going to write that down in the list of topics in my Evernote.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a list?
Next, yes, in my Evernote.
Well, why did I have to come up with a show this week?
Because I was too lazy to pull on my Evernote. No, I thought sometimes you have stuff in mind.
Yeah, I didn't until I...
Thought about it. See how that works?
Saw what you thought about it, and it was mutual.
It's interesting that there's stuff in your mind that isn't even at the forefront, but yet it's in your mind.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Just getting it all out.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
A lot of stuff.
I got to purge at some point.
Mostly useless, but it's...
Yeah, it's all useless.
I kid,
like,
I just...
I like to believe it's...
I'm kidding.
...useful at some point.
Yes, it is, of course. It's not making you rich yet.
Yeah, well, it all comes out at some point, but it's not about the money.
I hope not.
Is it?
No, it's not. It should not be about the money. It'd be nice if you can do what you love and make a lot of money doing it.
Yeah. But being able to do what you love, and even if you're not making money from, I mean, you have to live, obviously, or you have to do something else that's your, you know.
You have to live.
That's your real bread and butter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
exactly.
Doing something that you love, even if you, because some people don't even get to do what they like to do. Like if it's a hobby or anything, they can't do it. Don't get to enjoy it, or somebody holds them back from doing it, or who knows what.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right, here we are in the newsroom.
Yes, we are. Got some news?
I do. It's there was an accident. What was it? Last month, I think. Head-on crash earlier this month that sent 7 people to the hospital. And Bryce Doan, I guess his name is, 19 of LaSalle, charged with careless driving, finally.
Oh, that was on number 3.
LaSalle man. Yes, yeah. Number 3.
The reason 7 I know people is because hospital a woman at work, is her son is on the hockey team, the 73s. Do you know where the 73s are out of? You don't. Oh, I'm not even asking. Leamington 73s?
I think so.
No, I don't know. But anyway.
At the Kingsville
70s? This kid who got in the accident, he was on the team as well, and they just came back from a game or a practice. And her son, who was also on the team, heard about the accident.
Yeah.
So he went out to pass.
Head on.
Yeah, he went out to pass and
was anybody killed?
Nobody killed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's gotta be scary, man. Especially I've had things happen like that. You've been in a car accident?
I've been in a couple car accidents, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've been in a few too, but I mean, some were worse than others, but I mean, not, I mean, something totally right out of control. That's pretty wild. Scary stuff.
It is scary stuff for sure.
Yeah. And it happens in an instant, and it's like, you know what I mean? If you have any wit about you at all when it happens, it's like, wow, what happened?
Pretty much. Exactly. I remember I was going down the bypass there in front of Higher Mockers, and someone pulled out in front of me, and I swerved and slammed on the brakes at the same time, and I started spinning and going backwards, basically. Mm-hmm. And I remember it seemed like that moment lasted for a long time. Wow, I'm going for a really long time, not hitting anything. No signs, no grass, no
Then all of a sudden.
And then I hit the car that pulled out in front of me.
Yeah.
Backwards. Boom. So, yeah, it's
like
it's,
regular derby style.
It's derby style, yes.
I going backwards?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they used to do? Remember, did you used to go see the stuff out in 46, was it?
42.
Yeah, okay.
Checker flag.
It's a good year. Yeah, checker flag.
Yeah.
And they used to have a smash-up derbies usually in between the races and stuff. Didn't they do that or something? Or did they have special nights where they did that?
They had special nights when I did that. And Dan Taylor, that would be his brother-in-law. He was into that heavily.
Oh, yeah?
He
used to do that
out there? Go out and look for Chevy Caprices, the big long boats.
Caprice? Yeah.
Caprice. That's what you wear, isn't it? They're like short pants.
I have no idea.
Didn't you wear a pair
when you went golfing? I was born way longer than after that. Oh, golfing, yeah. When are we going golfing?
Anyway, so yeah, that's that piece of news there. Did you watch the Grey Cup on Sunday?
Oh, of course. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
You did not watch it. A lot of people were watching. There was an NFL game going on at the same time, but the Grey Cup was also going on. It was there's a host city all the time.
The Great Cup?
Grey Cup.
Okay.
And we spell Grey, G-R-E-Y.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
And that was between Toronto and Calgary. Mm-hmm. Toronto won in Toronto. The host city happened to be Toronto, and Toronto was in it, and they won.
And this is CFL.
CFL, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Still exists? Three down. Yes, three down. It's an awesome league.
Well, of course it is.
But nothing to do with that.
I used to be on that league.
Rob Ford, who is the mayor of Toronto, has been forced out of office. He's the big guy, you know. You've seen him before, right?
The big dude.
He has been removed from office, declaring a conflict? That's easy for you to say. A conflict of interest when he participated in a council vote to recommend he repay donations that he solicited for his private football foundation using city letterhead.
Sneaky guy, boy. Yeah. They take advantage of us, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And what are we talking about on the show today?
We're talking about donating your used musical instruments.
Your used body parts.
Oh, body part. I thought you said organs.
Organ doning.
Oh, doning.
I don't know why I wanted to say doning.
Usually you don something, like when you put something on, you don it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Organ donning. No, you're donoring.
Donating. Donoring? Is that a...
No, I don't think it's a word. Let's write a song about donoring.
Oh, no. For the next pledge drive.
Yes.
All right. So tell me a little bit about donating your organs. How does that work? Did you sign to donate some
usually
organs?
Usually how do you say it? Usually you give permission to use your body parts when you renew your driver's license.
Right.
There's a little piece
and
of paper.
And do you do that?
I do that, of course. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I think they've done something now whereby I want to say that you automatically allow them to use anything. I don't think... Before you used to be able to choose, I think, certain things or something. They had more of a choice that, you know, your eyes or your, you know, some different things. And I think now it's just simplified to either you donate or you don't donate.
Is that right? I don't remember.
I thought I read something like that.
And it is changing all the time.
I wish I had that web page in front of me right now.
Because I know that I looked at my donor card, and it's different from Kim's donor card, and it's different from the kids.
Well, yeah, you have different body parts than Kim.
Yes, but the body parts that are different? Mm-hmm. You can't donate those.
Good point.
Usually things that get donated are things like eyes, kidneys.
Hearts,
livers.
Can't donate lungs, can you?
I've never heard of a lung transplant. No. I could be wrong, but...
What about things like your nose or your...
You don't need a nose. No, there's organs.
Eyelids.
We're talking
something.
About organs.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Organ donating.
But people do donate their eyes, though.
Some yeah.
People, yeah. Mm-hmm. But your eye isn't a...
If it's glass, will they you still use that for somebody else?
A glass eye?
Yeah. They donate my glass eye.
Glass...
To no, science. That's another thing, too. You know, it doesn't have to go to a person. It can go to science, right?
Yes, it does. In Ontario, there you can go to giftoflife.on.ca, and that basically is the organization that's set up to handle all the organ donating in Ontario.
And that's something to do with Trillium. And yes. What's with Trillium? They have their hands on everything. Trillium gives grants. Trillium is the ones that help your pay for your loved ones who are suffering if they need. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
What is Trillium is a money thing.
Yeah, and it's prevention.
Laundering.
No, it's not laundering.
No, I know.
There's no money laundering that I know of.
Well, by the government, of course not.
Unless
they don't launder
involved?
Money.
Rob Ford's involved. I don't know that much about the Trillium Foundation, but they do have their hands in a lot of stuff that handles. Money given mm-hmm. to organizations from the province.
Sure.
It's all provincial. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that the Trillium Gift of Life Network is tied together as well. But even if you do sign a donor card, you still have to go to the website and register still. And I think that's when you determine what you're going to be able to do with your... what they're going to be able to do with your organs once you do have them donated.
And they've certainly made it easy for us to register online now.
Why is that?
Well, that's what they... you can actually register online.
Yes, you can register online, but it's also good for you to sign your donor card because when you're at the scene of an accident, you're dead.
Right.
They want.
I'm sure that's the first thing they're going to do, though, is check that. And we'll also get shortly into some myths about things, about like, you know, there's myths that surround... donating organs, and that's like if you're at a scene of an accident or something like that, and you're pronounced dead, or some people might not be dead. So people worry that are they not going to revive me because I'm an organ donor, you know, and they want to use my organs, or am I not going to get the same care, you know, kind
same
of thing?
Same care once you're dead. I think once you're dead, you're dead.
Well, not always. You can be pronounced dead and not be. And it's the truth of the matter is actually that they take further, like more precautions to somebody who's an organ donor to verify
that they are dead.
That they are, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, once you're in the situation in your life where you're at a place and you've been pronounced dead and you're not really dead, I think that's kismet. There's something that's meant to be in your life. I'm really not dead. Don't take out my,
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's crazy if you get pronounced dead and you're not really dead. Because I know I've heard stories of people being buried alive and all that kind of stuff.
Imagine that. Wow.
No, I cannot imagine that.
Neither could I. But that's that's one of the myths. And to get more into that, I mean, this comes from the Mayo Clinic, mayoclinic.com.
Mayo, I love Mayo.
Maybe I won't really be dead when they sign my death certificate. Which could happen. Although it's a popular topic in the tabloids, in reality, people don't start to wiggle their toes after they're declared dead. In fact, people who have agreed to organ donation are given more tests at no charge to their families to determine that they're truly dead, more so than those who haven't agreed to organ donation.
Wow. So it's best to actually say, yes, I'll give my organ so that you...
Yeah, and then say no after. Just to get the better care.
I want the better care. I want to make sure that I'm not being buried alive.
How about organ donation against your religion? Being against your religion.
Well, I can see that for sure.
And the fact of the matter there.
The body is a sacred place. You can't go into it and take it apart and use it. I'm guessing.
I'm going to tell you the fact now.
Is that part of Judaism?
Some branches.
Some branches of Judaism.
Mm-hmm. Organ donation is consistent with the beliefs of most religions, and this includes Catholicism and Protestantism, Islam,
Really?
There's no other way to say Islam, is there?
No.
It's Islamanian or anything? Nothing?
No, it's Islam.
Okay. Islam. And most branches of Judaism. If you're unsure or uncomfortable with your faith's decision on donation, then consult your clergy.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So yeah, you talked to your clergy. You wanted to say something about that, I think, didn't you?
I just want to know if you're on one of the branches of Judaism that doesn't believe.
I don't know. I have to talk to my clergy.
Okay. When's the last time you talked to your clergy?
Take a look here. Yeah, 5-10 minutes ago.
Okay, very good.
Just before the show started, pre-show. I always do a pre-show
kosher thing. I want to make sure everything I say on the radio
is kosher. I want to make sure the show's kosher. We have to. It's the rules now.
Of course.
An open casket funeral isn't an option for people who have donated organs or tissues. That's ridiculous because you don't see that anyway. It's all on the inside.
But we've had this discussion before, the open casket thing. I think that's going by the wayside. I think that's just old thing that people...
Donor's body is clothed for burial, so blah, 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 blah. We all know that. If I'm under the age of 18, I'm too young to make this decision. Well, I think you're 16. Isn't that the... that's true in a legal sense. Uh-huh. But your parents can authorize this decision. You can express to your parents your wish to donate, and your parents can give their consent knowing that it's what you wanted. So.
Very good. That's awesome because those are usually some of the best organs. Young organs,
Do they put those in adults?
Yes, they do.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Like you can get the heart of a 20-year-old and a 95-year-old man?
Well, that'd be pretty incredible. 95-year-old man is not eligible for organ donation.
He'd be up and boom.
Steve Jobs got a 20-year-old liver.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But that didn't work out too well, did it?
Well, the liver was fine, but the cancer had already gone too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd still be here if he was a little smarter. But
I sure wish he was, because Apple seems to be going to pot, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, speaking of which, Yeah.
I'd like to donate one of my kidneys now, but I wouldn't be allowed to do that unless one of my family members is in need.
You can give one of your kidneys to one of your family members, same with bone marrow, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if that's considered
a
donation.
Well, that used to be the case. It isn't any longer. Whether it's a distant family member, friend, or complete stranger you want to help, you can donate a kidney through certain transplant centers.
Really?
If you decide to become a living donor, you will undergo extensive questioning to ensure that you are aware of the risks and that your decision to donate isn't based on your financial gain.
I see.
You can sell your kidneys.
I know someone who just recently told me that the one of their relatives had given a kidney to his uncle or something. The uncle was out of the hospital in like five days.
It's a quick thing, yeah.
But the guy who gave the kidney up?
Died.
No, 3 weeks in the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, be prepared.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to get visited in the hospital by the guy you gave your kidney to.
Here's another myth. I'm not in the best health. Nobody would want my organs or tissues.
Yes.
That's something to consider, I guess. But very few medical conditions automatically disqualify you from donating organs. And the decision to use an organ is based on strict medical criteria. It may turn out that certain organs are not usable for transplantation, but other organs and tissues may be fine.
Sure. That makes sense.
Some could be bad, some could be good, I guess. But don't disqualify yourself prematurely, is what they say.
Don't ever disqualify yourself.
At the Mayo Clinic.
Mayo.
And here's one more. My family will be charged if I donate my organs. What's that mean? Why would they be charged?
Well, depending on what healthcare system you live under.
If you donate your organs? I mean, you're doing a good service. So the organ donor's family is never charged for donating. Let's make that perfectly clear right now.
All right.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Lou Reed on the Morning Show.
I'm just a gift to the women of this world. I'm just a gift to the women of this world. Responsibility sits so
heart on my shoulder. Like a good wine, I'm bitter as I grow older. And now I'm just a gift to the women of this world. I'm just a gift to the women of this world. I'm just a gift to the women of this world. It's hard to settle for second best. After you've had me, you know that you've had the best. And now you know that I'm just a gift to the women of this world. It's hard on my shoulder. Like a good wine, I'm better as I get older. And now I'm just a gift to the women of this world. You know that I'm just a gift to the women of this world. Just a gift now.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So in Tech Talk today, we want to talk a little bit about apps that, I guess, have something to do with organ donating.
And yes, it is. Donoring?
Donoring. Doning.
Doning. Organ doning. In the description for the Daily Gift app, discover a few of the many ways that organ donation has saved lives with the Daily Gift, an app developed to mark National Donate Life Month, which is April. So I think there's going to be an awareness campaign
soon.
Yes. Yeah. The Daily Gift is part of the Power of Two, a multimedia project inspired by the story of Annabelle Stenzel and Isabel Stenzel Bernice, identical twins with fatal genetic disease who received life-saving double lung transplants. So you were just asking earlier about transplanting a lung. Yes, you can transplant lungs, obviously.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's right. You can transplant lungs. Wow, yeah.
You just say, Mr. Donor.
Can't have it if you can't say it.
The Power of Two is a soon-to-be-released documentary film that aims to increase the number of organ donors worldwide. Alongside film production, the Power of Two crew recorded over 100 videograms from members of the transplant community at the U.S. Transplant Games in Madison, Wisconsin. So that's the Daily Gift app that's on iOS. I don't know if it's on Android or not, but did you have something for tech?
Nope, that's it. Just the app thing.
All right, very good.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week on Quotes or Quips, comes from an unknown author.
Okay.
Do you know him or her?
I think he's buried next to the unknown or soldier.
It. Ooh, mm-hmm. Could possibly be. Be a blood and organ donor. All it costs is a little love. What do they mean by that?
Let's dissect that. It doesn't even take love. I think it's just
obligation. Do you think?
No, I think it's a desire to help other people when it doesn't really cost you anything. Especially if you just died in a car crash, you don't need that stuff anymore.
No.
No love involved.
Not until they give you those extra tests and make sure that you're actually gone. I suppose
it's a love of humankind.
A love of your fellow man.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Which I think everybody should have a little bit of that in their heart.
What makes you want to be an organ donor?
I guess it's just, like I say, it's something valuable. It can be something valuable. You just hate to
waste it or throw it away. I mean,
exactly, yeah.
If you have perfectly good organs, why not share them, right?
Yeah, even if they're not perfectly good. As long as they're medically good, as we discussed earlier. Because I know my organs are probably not perfectly good.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have it marked down anywhere to donate my organs, but I don't know if I can get past the thing about them just cutting them out of me and putting them in somebody else. It's odd to me.
Okay. Do you have any funeral arrangements made for yourself?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we're going to have to call the city and...
I don't care what everybody has to deal with when I'm gone.
Exactly. So just let them dive into you and take out your
organs. So much for you, my fellow man. Yes. No. I don't know. No funeral arrangement. Do you have any funeral arrangements?
No, I don't. No arrangements yet.
The state's going to take care of me.
The state. The state takes care of a lot of people. I found out when my dad passed away that... I went and just investigated that route, and it's amazing how many people actually go through the city of Windsor is who takes care of it, actually.
Yeah.
Through the county of Essex.
I think are you automatically entitled to something from the city to take care of something or part of whatever? I mean, if...
they have to take care of you.
If especially if your parent doesn't have something in place already, right? Yes. Like your dad, I imagine, didn't?
My dad had stuff in place, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Not everything was in place, though.
Okay.
But between my siblings and myself, we took care of everything. Mm-hmm. It was fine. And it was...
I can't remember my dad. I mean, he had... I think he had some kind of something in place, like insurance or from where he worked or something.
Okay.
That way. But mm-hmm. I think also at the same time, part of it was from... I think you get something from the government, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that far back.
Oh, the government will give you something. As far as money goes, a death benefit.
It helps there it you, is. That's it. Yeah.
It helps you pay for arrangements. Plus, you can be buried with your family members.
They
can
put Even if they're alive?
Well, that'd be a little uncomfortable after a while, but no.
For them or you?
Yeah, it depends on the situation, I guess.
Yeah, I don't want these live people all.
But you can put up to three different people in one plot. Three people can go in one plot.
Is the plot the same size as it would be for one person? Or is it an extra big plot?
No, it's just the same size.
I think there's a plot behind now this whole thing.
A plot.
The whole show.
There is a plot behind this whole show. And it's for people to sign their donor card and go to giftoflife.on.ca and register to give your...
What? Oh, ontario.ca, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go there. And
that's the place, right?
That's the place. There'll be a link in the show notes? No.
There's no such thing as show notes anymore. I mean, they can get the show at CGM, but I don't even post the show anymore, really. I think I put them on Facebook for a little while, but I just don't, because they're available now for a certain length of time anyway. So
yes, they are. And they're relatively
topical. I don't really have the time right now.
You're a little busy right now.
I am. Have been.
Filling out your donor cards.
Yeah. Yeah. All my donor cards. Do you have to fill out a different card for every organ?
No, I think it's just one body, one donor card.
You think it is?
I think
so. You filled it out.
I have filled it out, yes.
Okay. Only one card?
Yes.
So you might only have one organ on the way.
I can't imagine a lot of my organs are going to be that good to be donating.
Depends on how long you live.
That's right. And I'm edging up on the big 5-0 a couple weeks from now. Yep.
I'm not far behind you.
I know. We'll be celebrating your 50th birthday soon enough.
Okay, see everybody.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.